Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In How to Read a Book a Day, A Guide for Busy Readers, author Thomas Dev Brown embarks on a mission to enhance the reading efficiency of his readers. Given the fast-paced world we live in, finding the time to sit down and enjoy a book seems like a luxury to many. Brown offers a practical solution to this issue, promising a method that not only accelerates reading speed but also improves comprehension and retention. This guide is dedicated to those who wish to reignite their passion for reading amidst their bustling schedules, offering a blend of time management strategies and reading techniques designed for the modern reader. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding your reading goals. Setting clear reading goals is the cornerstone of Thomas Dev Brown's strategy. He emphasizes that knowing what you want to achieve from each reading session can significantly affect how you approach a book. Goals can range from entertainment to deep learning, or a mix of both. Brown suggests that by categorizing books according to their purpose, readers can allocate their time more effectively, choosing speed reading techniques for lighter materials and a slower, more analytical approach for complex texts. This customization allows for a more fulfilling reading experience, ensuring that even if you're reading a book a day, you're not just skimming through but genuinely absorbing the content. Secondly, speed reading techniques. Brown delves into various speed reading techniques while cautioning readers against the loss of comprehension. Techniques such as chunking, reading groups of words at a time instead of individual words, minimizing sub-vocalization, and using a guide like a finger or a pen across the page to pace oneself are all explored. Brown provides exercises to practice each technique, gradually increasing the reader's speed. However, the emphasis is always on understanding and retaining the information. By applying these methods selectively, based on the type of material being read, individuals can read more efficiently without compromising the quality of their reading experience. Thirdly, enhancing retention and comprehension. One of the main concerns with reading quickly is the potential decrease in retention and comprehension. Brown addresses this concern by introducing active reading strategies. These include taking notes in the margins, summarizing chapters after reading them, and discussing the content with others. Such activities encourage deeper processing of information, making it easier to remember. Brown also suggests periodically reviewing the material and testing oneself on the content to further cement the knowledge in one's memory. This holistic approach ensures that readers are not just racing through books, but are engaging in a meaningful dialogue with the text. Fourthly, time management for reading. Brown presents a time management plan tailored for readers, highlighting the importance of integrating reading into one's daily routine. He proposes setting aside specific times for reading, such as during commutes or right before bed. Additionally, Brown encourages readers to prioritize their reading list, focusing on books that align with their personal and professional goals. He also introduces the concept of reading sprints, short focused periods of reading interspersed with breaks, to maintain concentration and prevent burnout. By managing their time wisely, readers can ensure they're making the most out of their reading sessions without sacrificing other areas of their life. Lastly, leveraging technology in reading. In this modern age, technology offers tools that can significantly enhance one's reading experience. Brown explores various digital resources available to readers, including e-readers, audiobooks, and reading apps. Each of these tools has unique benefits, such as adjustable text sizes, the ability to read in low-light conditions, and the convenience of having multiple books at your fingertips. Brown argues that by embracing these technologies, readers can overcome many of the traditional barriers to reading, such as portability and accessibility. Furthermore, he discusses how digital platforms can provide communities for discussion and exchange, further enriching the reading experience. In conclusion, Thomas Dev Brown's How to Read a Book a Day, A Guide for Busy Readers, is an essential read for anyone struggling to fit reading into their busy schedule. By offering practical tips on speed reading retention, time management, and the use of technology, Brown makes a compelling case for the feasibility of reading a book a day. This guide is particularly beneficial for professionals seeking personal development, students aiming to broaden their knowledge base, and anyone who wants to revive their love for reading. Embracing the strategies presented in this book can lead to not just a higher quantity of reading, but a more enriching and effective reading experience that can significantly benefit one's life. If you would like to support Thomas Dev Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.